Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Remember to tell people not to leave rubbish.Remember to tell people not to leave rubbish.
2. Tom sometimes just lies on the floor with nothing in mind. Tom sometimes just lies on the floor with nothing in mind.
3. Jack always enjoys playing computer games at weekends.Jack always enjoys playing computer games at weekends.
4. The newly built bridge will save people a lot of travelling time. The newly built bridge will save people a lot of travelling time.
5. It is not easy for the firemen to put out the big fire in a short time.It is not easy for the firemen to put out the big fire in a short time.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It's rainy to cloudy tonight.And tomorrow will be a fine day, according to the weather forecast.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It's rainy to cloudy tonight, and tomorrow will be a fine day, according to the weather forecast.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 7. What's your favorite sport, Jack?
I like playing tennis, and I often go jogging. What about you, Linda?
I was interested in jogging before, but now I enjoy swimming.
Question. What is Linda's favourite sport?
What's your favourite sport, Jack?
I like playing tennis, and I often go jogging. What about you, Linda?
I was interested in jogging before, but now I enjoy swimming.
Question. What is Linda's favourite sport?8. Mum, it's raining hard outside. I don't want to go to school on foot today.
Okay, John, will you go by taxi or by bus?
Oh, Mum, why don't you drive me to school?
Question. How does the boy want to go to school?
Mum, it's raining hard outside. I don't want to go to school on foot today.
Okay, John, will you go by taxi or by bus?
Oh, Mum.Why don't you drive me to school?
Question. How does the boy want to go to school?
9. You are late for the meeting, Judy.
But it is only 8:30.
Oh, the meeting started 30 minutes ago.
Question. What time did the meeting begin?
You are late for the meeting, Judy.
But it is only 8:30.
Oh, the meeting started 30 minutes ago.
Question. What time did the meeting begin? 10. Welcome. What can I get for your breakfast?
I would like 2 fried eggs, some cheese, a sausage, and an orange juice.
No problem.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
Welcome. What can I get for your breakfast?
I would like 2 fried eggs, some cheese, a sausage, and an orange juice.
No problem.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示。不符合的用 F 表示。
We usually go to see a doctor when we are ill. Doctors may give us some medicine, and the medicine often makes us feel better. But sometimes the doctor's medicine doesn't work. This happened to one man, Thomas Smith. He was ill in hospital and he wasn't getting well. Then he found a new doctor inside himself. He saw funny films, he read funny books, and something wonderful happened. Laughing took away his pain after half a year. He could have a good night's sleep. His own happy feeling helped him get well again. He wrote his story in his book. He said laughing was very useful. It was the best medicine. Another man, Simon Beck, was also ill, and he had a serious pain in the back. The doctor couldn't stop it, so the man began to picture his pain. In his head, he drew a picture of a dog. He imagined it to be a real dog, and it was hurting him. Then the man talked softly to the dog. He put his hand on the dog's head and made friends with it. 1 year later, his pain went away. These stories may surprise you, but more and more people are getting well in this way. So call on the doctor inside your mind and keep happy and well. We usually go to see a doctor when we are ill. Doctors may give us some medicine, and the medicine often makes us feel better. But sometimes the doctor's medicine doesn't work. This happened to one man, Thomas Smith. He was ill in hospital and he wasn't getting well. Then he found a new doctor inside himself. He saw funny films, he read funny books, and something wonderful happened. Laughing took away his pain after half a year. He could have a good night's sleep. His own happy feeling helped him get well again. He wrote his story in his book. He said laughing was very useful. It was the best medicine. Another man, Simon Beck, was also ill, and he had a serious pain in the back. The doctor couldn't stop it, so the man began to picture his pain. In his head, he drew a picture of a dog. He imagined it to be a real dog, and it was hurting him. Then the man talked softly to the dog. He put his hand on the dog's head and made friends with it. 1 year later, his pain went away. These stories may surprise you, but more and more people are getting well in this way. So call on the doctor inside your mind and keep happy and well. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每个空格填一词。
Too many people want others to be their friends, but they don't give friendship back. That is why some friendships don't last very long. To have a friend, you must learn to be one. You must learn to treat your friend the way you want your friend to treat you. Learning to be a good friend means learning three rules: be honest, be generous, be understanding. Honesty is where a good friendship starts. Friends must be able to trust one another. If you don't tell the truth, people usually find out. If a friend finds out that you haven't been honest, you may lose your friend's trust. Good friends always trust one another and speak and act honestly. Generosity means sharing, and sharing makes a friendship grow. You don't have to give your lunch money or your clothes, of course. Instead, you have to learn how to share things you enjoy, your hobbies and interests. Naturally, you will want to share your ideas and feelings, which can be of value to a friend. They tell your friend what is important to you. By sharing them, you help your friend know you better. Sooner or later, everyone needs understanding and help with a problem. Something may go wrong at school. Talking about the problem can make it easier to solve. Turning to a friend can be the first step in solving the problem. So, to be a friend, you must listen and understand. You must try to put yourself in your friend's place so that you can understand the problem better. No two friendships are exactly similar, but all true friendships have three things in common. If you plan to keep your friendship, you must practice honesty, generosity, and understanding. Too many people want others to be their friends, but they don't give friendship back. That is why some friendships don't last very long. To have a friend, you must learn to be one. You must learn to treat your friend the way you want your friend to treat you. Learning to be a good friend means learning three rules. Be honest, be generous, be understanding. Honesty is where a good friendship starts. Friends must be able to trust one another. If you don't tell the truth, people usually find out. If a friend finds out that you haven't been honest, you may lose your friend's trust. Good friends always trust one another and speak and act honestly. Generosity means sharing, and sharing makes a friendship grow. You don't have to give your lunch money or your clothes, of course. Instead, you have to learn how to share things you enjoy, your hobbies and interests. Naturally, you will want to share your ideas and feelings, which can be of value to a friend. They tell your friend what is important to you. By sharing them, you help your friend know you better. Sooner or later, everyone needs understanding and help with a problem. Something may go wrong at school. Talking about the problem can make it easier to solve. Turning to a friend can be the first step in solving the problem. So, to be a friend, you must listen and understand. You must try to put yourself in your friend's place so that you can understand the problem better. No two friendships are exactly similar, but all true friendships have three things in common. If you plan to keep your friendship, you must practice honesty, generosity, and understanding.